Lively Stones Meditations for Friday, 18th March 2022. From whence doth come mine aid? Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Following on from our Tuesday gathering on 15th March 2022. Where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them, is a wonderful expression of his presence whenever we meet. And the Holy Spirit flows from one to another, melding individuals into one expression. And he is faithful to bring this blessing whenever we meet, binding us together with cords that cannot be broken. The Spirit word which launched us in his way this week was nourishment. And we were led then to Psalm 121, which begins with, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, to the higher ground, out of the miry clay of our valley existence, to meet in the heavenly realms with him. The version of Psalm 121 quoted in the title comes from, not from the authorised version as I thought, but from the Scottish Psalter. The first verse of which is, I to the hills will lift mine eyes, from whence doth come mine aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. Having sung this since primary school, it sticks in my mind. The older form of expression giving a majesty to the words that some modern translations seem to lack, even if they are more accessible. But this beautiful psalm brings comfort and peace in any form, for it expresses the undeniable experience of a deep relationship with our Lord and Saviour. Our world seems to have reached a crossroads at this time, and we see the bellicosity being expressed in many quarters, pushing us all to make concerted choices. That the release from captivity of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe and Anoushi Azhuri should come at such a time as this, with unrelenting punishment meted out on civilians in Ukraine, highlights the fact that despite these dark days, the light of the Lord still shines. Indeed, a recent report from LL Ministries in Ukraine reveals that the Lord is answering prayer in miraculous ways. See links 1 and 2. Along with tentative evidence that the Russian invasion is faltering. We pray that a just conclusion to this war is found sooner rather than later. And as our gathering drew to a close, the words of a song came to mind, the words of which are an amazing inspiration and reminder of whose we are. I am destined for a kingdom, anointed by the Lord, made for glory, he's preparing me to reign. I am called to judge the angels, and I know I'm being restored to the vision that God gave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I soar on wings like eagles. In Jesus' name I'm full of power in the sun. And as I lift his name on high, and my spirit starts to cry, he is here, he is here, and he is Lord. links for further information, How God is Working in Ukraine, a report from Nina Rotkina. And Peter Horobin's Seeds of the Kingdom message, I Cry to You, Lord, from 16th March 2022. Meditate on these things. Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 to 10. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us by God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Two YouTube videos today. The first is I to the Hills Will Lift Mine Eyes, sung by the Scottish Festival Singers. And secondly, violinists across the world play for Ukraine. Mention of this YouTube video was made in this morning's Argyllshire Advertiser and includes among the 94 violinists from 27 countries taking part, Campbelltown's Archie McAllister, now living in Lough Gilphead. Ilya Bondarenko, whose video leads the performance, had to complete his video between bombing attacks. And finally, a holy condition, Oswald Chambers on Joy, Strength in the Lord. People noisy in words are not always turbulent in spirit. Excessively quiet people who have nothing to express in shouting may be joyous in heart. From If Ye Shall Ask.